Section 4. Personal Finance. As you read, look for ways personal finance decisions affect the economy, the benefits of charitable giving and investing, the use of credit, and the following terms: income, expenses, overdraft, interest, investment, certificate of deposit, CD, bond, stock, mutual fund, credit, and repossess. You have seen how the economy of our state is affected by the national and global markets. Our economy is also affected by the actions and decisions of individual citizens. Personal finance consists of the decisions individuals make in the management of their money. You may think the management of your own finances affects only you and your family. However, good or bad decisions not only help or hurt individuals, but added together, they affect the overall economy of entire communities. Income and expenses. The money that an individual acquires is called income. The source of income could be a gift or prize, money earned from performing a specific task, an allowance given by a parent or guardian, earnings at a regular job, or returns from an investment. Expenses are the spending of some or all of that money for various purposes. Some income may be spent for basic needs, including food, clothing, and shelter. Expenses can also be for wants, like smartphones, games, concert tickets, tablets, or hobbies. People with a steady income usually deposit some of their money in a checking account at a bank so they can pay their expenses. It is important to record all checks written, either on paper or online, and deduct the amount of each check from the balance, total amount, in the account. That way, no check will exceed the funds in the account. This will avoid having an overdraft or bouncing a check. Overdrafts usually result in fees, one fee charged by the bank and one charged by the person or company to whom the check was written. A person working for $10 an hour who bounced a check and had to pay fees of $50 would have to work more than 5 hours just to pay the overdraft fees. The best way to manage money is to have a budget or plan for how money will be used. The most important rule is that amounts for expenses should never be more than the amount of income. The first items in a budget should always be for necessary expenses. If there is any money left, some of that money can be used for other purposes. Charitable giving. Another use or purpose of money is for charitable giving to help other people. Charitable giving can be challenging if your entire income is being saved for college or even for a new winter coat. But there are many reasons that charitable giving is good for you. There are benefits of lower taxes. People feel happier about themselves when they donate to charities, and the donation helps people and causes that are meaningful to the giver. Some studies even show that giving improves your health and reduces stress. People give to charities such as the Red Cross, United Way, Salvation Army, religious institutions, universities, and other nonprofit organizations whose primary goal is to help other people. In North Carolina, one of the largest organizations is the Foundation for the Carolinas, headquartered in Uptown Charlotte, which evaluates needs and distributes funds for a host of organizations. The Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation in Winston-Salem serves a similar purpose. Saving and investing. Saving and investing money means that rather than spending all income on goods or services now, some income is budgeted for something that will bring a future benefit or will earn more money. Saving should be part of any budget. The simplest saving method is through a savings account. While the money is not being used, it usually earns a small amount of interest, money paid for the use of money, that is periodically added to the account. Saving can be important for several reasons. One is to provide an emergency fund for a job loss or unexpected expenses, such as car repairs or medical bills. Financial managers recommend that a person have enough money saved to cover up to 3 months of expenses. Saving can also be a way of achieving a future goal. For example, many people save to buy a new car, pay for a college education, or buy a new home. An investment is money spent on something with a goal of making a profit, more money. Financial investments involve putting money into things like stocks and bonds as a way to make money in the future. Real investment involves putting money into something physical, such as equipment or real estate. Investments can be beneficial, but they can also be risky. For example, the value of property can go down or a company's stock can lose value. Some investments are safer than others. Safer investments do not earn as much profit, but they guard against loss. People need to think carefully about how much they can afford to risk when they invest. One safe investment is a bank's Certificate of Deposit, CD. Money invested in a CD must be left in place for the full time specified, but interest rates for CDs are usually higher than for savings accounts. For example, suppose a person bought a $10,000 CD for 1 year with an interest rate of 3%. At the end of that year, the CD would be worth $10,300. The interest rates on CDs and savings accounts depend on what is happening in the national economy. CDs are usually a safe investment because, if purchased from a bank insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, money in them, just like money in an insured bank's checking and savings accounts, is covered up to a certain dollar amount by the FDIC. Another type of investment is a bond. Basically, the investor is lending money to the government or to a company. That loan will be paid back with interest on a specified date. U.S. savings bonds and U.S. Treasury bills are bonds issued by the U.S. government. At the end of a specified period, investors will receive all the money they invested plus interest. Cities also issue municipal bonds, and school boards issue school bonds if they need money for building projects. Stocks are another kind of investment. A corporation issues shares of stock, ownership shares in the company, to raise money. The investor who buys stock is actually buying a part of the company. If a company issues 100,000 shares of stock and you buy one of them, then you own 1/100,000th of the company and become a shareholder. Stocks can be very risky. If a company goes out of business, investors can lose everything they invested. On the other hand, stocks may bring the highest return on investment. If the company makes a large profit, then the investors get a portion of this profit, based on their number of shares. An investor can also make money when the price of the stock goes up. Selling the stock for more than the purchase price earns the investor a profit. It is important to research a company's assets and its stability, or to have a professional do that for a fee to ensure you are investing wisely. Mutual funds are usually safer than individual stocks. A mutual fund pools the money from many investors and buys many different stocks and bonds. Because the money is spread out in different investments, the risk is also spread out. Mutual funds often include investments with different levels of risk. The stock of one of the companies in the fund might go down, but it is unlikely that every investment will go down. Mutual funds are managed by professionals who charge investors a fee for managing their accounts. All of these investments are ways of letting money earn more money. These investments are also good for the overall economy, because investment is what enables businesses to become established, to expand, and to grow. Banks use money from savings accounts and CDs to make loans to others to buy cars and houses or to start businesses. A healthy economy depends on all of these investments. Credit. Credit is an arrangement by which a buyer can take possession of something now and pay for it in the future, usually with interest. Credit is an important part of the modern economy. It enables businesses to start up and expand and allows families to buy homes, cars, and furniture. All of this keeps the economy going by keeping money circulating. When people buy homes, builders get to build them or repair those already built. Builders buy supplies. Suppliers earn money that they then spend on other things, keeping more people employed, and so on. Common forms of consumer credit include personal loans, mortgages, and credit cards. Taking out a loan or buying something on credit can cause a financial hardship if a person borrows or spends too much. Payments on loans and credit cards are usually made monthly, so the monthly payments need to fit into a person's monthly budget. How much of a monthly payment a buyer can afford often affects what type of car or how big a house the buyer purchases. Keep in mind that the lender keeps the title of a car until the entire debt is paid. If the buyer misses payments, the lender can repossess, take back ownership of, the item. Credit cards make it easy to purchase things, but it is also easy to buy too many things on credit. Credit card terms vary. Some credit card companies require you to pay the balance owed in full at the end of each billing period. Others allow you to make minimum payments each month, but the companies charge interest on the unpaid balance. Most credit cards also charge fees for late payments. It is best to pay the entire amount owed when the credit card bill arrives each month. Making just the minimum payment each month can lead to additional debt and can cause financial ruin. Over an extended period of time, the interest charges can add up to more than the value of the item that was purchased. Making payments on time and in full is important to a person's credit history. Based on credit history, each individual earns a credit score. Financial institutions and businesses check credit scores to decide whether or not a person qualifies for a loan or a credit card, and, if so, how much credit that person deserves. Although the practice is controversial, insurance companies and potential employers often check credit histories to see if a person uses credit responsibly. People with poor credit histories and low credit scores may find it difficult or impossible to get additional credit. If they can get credit, it may be at higher interest rates. On the other hand, those with good credit scores may have more financial options, such as lower interest rates on loans. Many of these aspects of personal finance may be in your future. Begin now to develop good financial habits. Saving for the future, investing wisely, buying only what you can afford, and building a good credit history will be important to your quality of life. Good financial decisions are important to communities, the state, and the country. Poor financial decisions can affect the entire economy. Companies lose money, people lose jobs, and everyone suffers.